Today's shir is Masechtas Brachos on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We will begin four lines from the top of the Amud with the words V'haya Yitzro Mekatrego V'aymar Lai. The Gemara had been explaining, really in the middle of the Shachavitaya, machlekas between Rebbe and Rav Nosson as to whether the night is divided into three or four watches. The shita of Rebbe is that the night is divided into four watches, whereas the shita of Rav Nosson is that the night is divided into three watches. Each of Rebbe and Rav Nosson both substantiated their opinions from Pesukim. The raya of Rav Nosson was from Reish HaShmeres HaTichaino. There's a pasuk in Shaftim Perek Zayin where it says that there was an encampment which took place in a Milchama with Gideon and Midian, and it says that it was the Reish HaShmeres HaTichaino, the beginning of the middle watch. So from the fact that the pasuk says it was a middle watch, it's mashma there were three watches, because you could only have a middle if there's one in the beginning and one in the end. The shita of Rebbe was that since it says chatzais laila akam lahaitz lecha al mishpatei tzekecha, and it also says kadmei nei hashmeres, it sounds like David HaMelech got up halfway through the night and he was able to see two watches in front of him, which means there are two watches after chatzais, which implies there are two watches before chatzais. It comes out there's four watches. Agav, the Gemara had gotten into, when the Gemara is explaining what each Mand Amr does with the other Mand Amr's Pasuk, the Gemara had got involved into explaining that David HaMelech woke up very early in the middle of the night, and that was a shvach for him. He would say, Ura kvaydi ura hanevel v'chino ira shachar, I awake in the morning, and I'm not like other kings. So now it's really at this point that the Gemara picks up. His Yitzhara tried to fight against him and said, you know, David HaMelech, why don't you go back to sleep? David. The Yitzhara said to him, David, darpan shel malachim, it's the way of kings. Lios hashachar ma'iran. It's the way of kings to have the morning awaken them. V'at amar a'ira shachar, and you're saying, I will awaken the morning. Darkan shel malachim lios yishenim ad shalosh shos. It's the derech of kings to sleep until 3 hours into the day. V'at amar chatzais laila akum, and you're saying, I'm going to get up halfway through the night. Why don't you go back to sleep? V'hu aymer, and David answered, al mishpatei tzekecha. It's not 100% clear what exactly this answer is coming to say. A pashup shat would be l'chara just that he's saying it's a mesiris nefesh that he has for Torah, al mishpatei tzekecha, for the Torah that he's going to learn halfway through the night. It's kedai for him to get up. Continues the Gemara, umay haya David Isa, what would David do? Meaning, how would he awaken himself at such a early hour? Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Elazar b'Rav Menachem. Rav Pinchas says in the name of Rav Elazar b'Rav Menachem, haya noitel nevel v'chinar. He used to take a harp and a lyre, v'noisnon mirashaisav. He placed it by the head of his bed, v'aymed b'chatzais halayla, and he stood up halfway through the night, u'menagin bohen, and he would be menagin with them. So according to this mandamar, I mistranslated. Mahia ad David Isa, it does not mean how would he awaken himself. According to this mandamar, he would actually wake up by himself to learn, and he would, the Gemara is asking, Mahaya David Isa, what would he do when he woke up? So the Gemara is telling us that he would sound the alarm for all Bnei Torah in the Medina to let them know that he was up. He would be Aymed B'chatzi Alayim Menagim Ben, and he would do that by playing on this harp and lyre, Kedei Sheyishmu Chaveri Torah, in order that the Chaveri Torah would be able to hear. They would say to themselves, Uma hayu chaveir tayr aymer. What would they say to themselves? Uma im David HaMelech. If we see that a king who usually pampers himself with sleep until 3 hours into the day is Isaac b'tayr, he gets up so early to be Isaac b'tayr. Anu alachas kama b'kama. So essentially, David HaMelech would cause not only himself, he would not only himself learn, but he would cause a tremendous amount of Leibana Torah throughout the Medina. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Levi. So Rav Levi is of a little bit of a different opinion. Up until now, we've been going with the shita that David himself would play the Nevel v'Chinuar when he would awaken. Rav Levi says that the Kinar actually awoke David. Amar Rav Levi, Kinar hayotel k'neged chalonaisav shel David. There was a harp that was hanging opposite the chalon of David. And v'hayo ruach tzvaynus menasheves b'layla. So it was opposite the window, David's window. A northern wind would blow in the night, umanaf nefes by, and would cause it would the wind would play amongst the strings of the harp. It would cause the harp to play by itself. It was almost like a wind chime. It says as the menagin was menagin, as the music musical instrument was playing. Kenagin bimenagin inksiv. It doesn't say in Kosovkan. It doesn't say that that someone was playing on the musical instrument. Ela kenagin hamenagin. The musical instrument was playing by itself. Hakinor haya menagin me'elov. Without anyone's assistance, the kinor would actually play by itself. Ma mekayim Rebbe. So we've explained how Rav Nosson will deal with the shita of Rebbe, right? Rav Nosson again holds that there are, if we look back on Amud Aleph, Rav Nosson was the man d'amr that said Shalosh Mishmaris Havi'alaylo, and the Gemara had been metaritz that the way he understood Shitas Rebbe was that sometimes he would get up earlier than Chatzais, and sometimes he would get up, and if he would get up at Chatzais, so then he would not see Ashmiris, he would only see a Mishmar and a half. But if he would get up earlier than Chatzais, he would see two full Mishmaris. And it really depended on whether he ate Asudas Malachim or not. That's how the Gemara came out on Amud Aleph. That's what Rav Nosson will do with Shitas Rebbe. Now the Gemara is approaching from the opposite angle. Umma Mekayim Rebbe Tamid Rav Nosson. How will Rebbe deal with Shitas Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson again brought his raya from the fact that it says Resh HaShmiris HaTichaino. It says that it was the beginning of the middle watch. From the fact that it says there was a middle watch, it's mashma that there's a watch before and a watch afterwards. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna answered, and now over here the Pei Moshe brings a girsa from the Eicha Rabasi. The correct girsa over here in the Rishalmi is Rosh Hashanah v'Seifel Shel Shlishis. Hein Matachnais Es. So the way to understand this is basically like this, that again, according to Rebbe, there are four Mishmaris. So when we say the middle Mishmar, what we really mean to say is the middle two. The two Mishmaris that are Be'emsa, the second and the third, the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the second, V'Seifel Shel Shlishis, and the end of the third, all together are a composite of what's called the middle watch. And that's what the pasuk was referring to in Shaftim. Amar Rav Manah, for Rav Manah asked the following question: V'yos, is this correct? Does it say miksiv tichinus? Does it say the middles? I mean, if middle included both the two middle watches, so then it should say a plural lashon, a lashon rabbim tichinus. Loi tichina, does it not say tichina? And Tichana is mashma only one. So if it's mashma only one, so l'chayr we can't say this answer. That was Rav Manah's taina. And Rav Manah answered that the correct elamai, what the Rav Manah says, we have to offer an alternative explanation about how Rebbe will learn Rav Nosson's makar. And he says the following: Kadmaisa loymeschashva, the first watch is now counted. The ad kedain briyasa irin, because up until that time, people are still awake. Meaning, again, we have to understand what we're talking about over there in the pesukim. Over there, it's talking about a milchama, and there are people that were being shamer the machana. So it's only normal to have people be shomer the machana at a time when people are sleeping. When everyone's awake, there's no need for shomrim. So the only need for shomrim was on the last three mishmaris. And on that it said, Rosh HaShmura HaTichayna, it was referring to the mishmaris of the last three mishmaris, and therefore, since there are three, it's only referring to the final three. Within the final three, that set of final three, there is a middle, and that's what it was referring to. So essentially, it comes out it was really a chatzais because the first one watch is not counted, and then it's saying the beginning of the middle, which is really the third. If we view the night as four watches, it's really the third watch of the night. So the beginning of the third watch is really chatzais. Continues the Gemara, Pesach, we mentioned in the Mishnah, V'chachamim Armim Ar Chatzais. The sheet of the Chachamim was that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema extends up until Chatzais. That one can read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis up until halfway through the night. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yechanan. Rav Yosef said b'shem Rav Yechanan, Halacha k'chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Rav Yosef mifked l'chavraya. Rav Yosef commanded the other Chachamim, or his Talmidim, in b'ison mis'aska b'araisa, if you want to be Isaac and Torah the entire night, make sure to read Kriya Shema before Chatzais. Atun, you should Kriya Shema, read Shema, Kaidem Chatzais. Make sure to read Kriya Shema before Chatzais if you're going to learn the whole night. Umis Askin, and then only afterwards be Isaac, and afterwards be Isaac and Torah, meaning don't push off Kriya Shema until after Chatzais. And the Gemara says, Milsi Amro, from here you see that Rav Yosef Shita is as well, not only is he chanting this B'Shem Rav Yechanan, but you see that Rav Yosef Shita himself, Milsa Amra, this story illustrates Shahalacha Kachachamim, that he holds the halacha is like the Chachamim, that the Zman Kriya Shema is until Chatzais. And continues the Gemara, Milsa Amra, we also see another thing from this story. This story illustrates another point. What point does this story illustrate? Sha'amar Dvarim Acher Emes V'Yatzev, that words are said after Emes V'Yatzev. It's unclear what exactly this means within the Yerushalmi. The Pnei Maisha has two explanations. So the first explanation is that we see from this story, right, and we'll read the Pnei Maisha inside. It's in the outer column with the words Milsei Amra. The Pnei Maisha explains, V'shmamina oid mi milsei. We also see another thing. The Sfirlei that Rav Yosef holds, she'omer dvarim acher emes v'yatzev, that things are said after emes v'yatzev. So what does that mean? V'hainu emes v'emuna. That really means emes v'emuna. V'heim hayu regilin lemer gam ba'arvis emes v'yatzev. They normally, in the times of the Gemara, would be regil to read even by Arvis, emes v'yatzev. V'yatzev kol zayis, k'demashma l'kaiman, like it's going to be mashma later on, the ka'amar pasar lo be'emes v'yatzev shel shachris. Like the Yerushalmi say, explain it, referring to emes v'yatzev shel shachris. So alma, from the fact that we had to specify shel shachris, the gam ba'arvis hayu omrim emes v'yatzev. That even by arvis they would say emes v'yatzev. The klaimer, and this means to say the al karchoch, and we're now continuing in the next column. We'll climb the al karchoch. The sfirlei she'aimrim psukim acher birchas kriyas shema shel arvis kaidem tefila. So the first point which the Pnei Maisha is making is that when the Yerushalmi says the words emes v'yatzev, let's keep in mind that we our minug is to say emes v'emuna. On that, the Pnei Maisha is saying that don't be bothered by the fact that the Yerushalmi says emes v'yatzev, because that was the sheet of the Yerushalmi. The sheet of the Yerushalmi was that you say emes v'yatzev both by shachris and by ma'ariv. Now he's explaining what is Yerushalmi, what do we see from this story? What exactly is the Yerushalmi trying to illustrate over here? V'klaimer d'al karchot d'sfirlei she'aimrim psukim acher birchas kriyas shema shel arvis, What Yushalmi is proving is that beherech, it must be, it's proven from here that you say psukim after birchas kriyashma of arvis kaidem atfila, before tfila. The in chayshashen lismaych ku'ulu tfila, and we don't worry about being semik ulu tfila. B'kriyashma shel arvis. That's the point. The point that Yushalmi is trying to make, according to this first mahalach in the Pnei Maisha, is that there's no inyan to be semik ulu tfila when it comes to kriyashma shel arvis. How do we see this? Mishum de tfilas be'emsa teknum, because the shita of the Yushalmi, or the shita of Rav Yossi, really, that the Yushalmi is trying to prove, is that tfila is be'emsa teknum. That tfila is in the middle, meaning very different, like from the way we do in Shacharis, that first comes kriyashma and then comes tfila. By Ma'ariv, Rav Yossi held that first comes Shmona Esrei and then afterwards comes kriyashma. Right? Unlike by Shachas, where first comes Kriyashma and then comes Shmona Esrei, by Ma'ariv, the way it worked was that first you say Shmona Esrei, and then afterwards you say Kriyashma. So it comes out that the Tfilos, meaning Shmona Esrei, is Be'emsa, is sandwiched between the two Kriyashmas, one Kriyashma Shal Shachas and one Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Dilav Hachi, because if you don't say that, Ne'mav his Hiram al Kriyashma Bilvat. Why was he only warning them about reading Kriyashma before Chatzais? Well, Hiska lehem klum mi tefila. Why didn't he warn them anything about tefila? Elam nesha kvar tspalu tefila zarbis mi kaidim. Pshat must be because they already davened. So there was no, they already davened Shmona Esrei. There was no need to warn them about Shmona Esrei. The only thing he needed to warn them about was Kriyashma. So that's the first pshat. The first pshat in the Yushalmi is basically what comes out according to the Pnei Maisha is that the Yushalmi is proving that there's no in to be semek ulu tefila by kriyashma shel arvis because tefila is be'emsa teknum, and therefore it's perfectly permissible to say psukim after kriyashma because you're not being semek to tefila anyway. Inami milsa amr, or another way of teaching, of explaining what the Yushalmi is trying to illustrate from the story of Rav Yaisa. Milsi Amr Sha'imer Dvarim Acher Emes Yasev. You can say things after Emes Yasev. Klimar, what that means to say is She'enitzar Likres Shema Samach L'Shinasai. What it really means is that you don't have to read Kriyashma right before you go to sleep. V'shalo Yasek B'dvar Macherim. Right? There's no problem with reading Kriyashma well before you go to sleep. Doha Amr Lehem Atum Kriyashma Kriyashma. Because what do we see? He said to them, "Read Kriyashma umisaskam b'tayr," and then afterwards it could be askam b'tayr. Acherkach, alma de Kriyashma shel arvis lav dafka samach l'shino. We see from this you don't necessarily have to read Kriyashma samach l'shino. V'hada ka'amer acher emes v'yatziv, and that which it says after you can say things after emes v'yatziv. What it really means to say is that you don't have to read Kriyashma next to going to sleep. Lishna de Masnisa Nakin, right? Because it really should say Shema Mina, that you could be masik between Kriyashma and Shina. Why does it say Imr Dvarm Acher Emes V'yatsev? It should say Imr Dvarm Acher Kriyashma. So explains the Pnei Maisha. No, according to this pshat, it's Lishna de Masnisa Nakin. We're grabbing onto the Lashon of the Mishnah. Bein Vayomer LeEmes V'yatsev Lo Yasik. It says you shouldn't be masik between Vayomer to Emes V'yatsev. And since we end Kriyashma saying the word emes, that's why we said this. So basically, it's just a way of saying the last word of Kriyashma. You can say things after, since the way to read these words, Shamar Dvarim, you can say things acher emes after you finish Kriyashma, which ends with emes. V'yatsev, and the fact that it added in the word V'yatsev is just because you're not supposed to be masik doing Emes V'yatsev, which is another halacha, a side halacha, which we know. And Rav Yaisi Sirilei continues the Pnei Maisha, he holds this is going to be proven later on. So these are the two pshatim that we're saying in this second Shema Mina is either the pshat that you don't have to be semek ulu tefila by kriyashma shel arvis, or that you don't have to say Kriyat Shema Samach Lashina by the Kriyat Shema Shel Arbis. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Kriyat Shema b'Beis HaKnesses b'Shachar. Someone who reads Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses with the Tzibur in the morning, Yotzei Yedei Chavaso, he's been Yotzei Yedei, he's chayv of reading Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis b'Erev. However, if he reads it at night, well, Yotzei Yedei Chavaso, he's not Yotzei Yedei, he's chayv. Like we mentioned earlier, that they would read Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses not to be Yotzei Yedei Chayv, only to be Eimer Betfilah Mitech Dibrei Torah, and they were not Yotzei Kriyat Shema because they davened before the Zman, and they would rather be Yotzei Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema Samach Lamita, and it was more read Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses was more like an Ashrei before Shmona Esrei, just to be Eimer Betfilah Mitech Dibrei Torah. Ma'bin hakari b'shachar, ma'bin hakari b'arvis. Frak l'gemara. Why be'emes were Chazal not mesaken to read Kriyat Shema b'arvis also in the Beis HaKnesses bizman? And then, if they would do that, no one would have to be chayzer and read it when they got home again. Why wouldn't they daven bizman? Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef. Rav Huna said b'shem Rav Yosef. Matam amru adam tzarach likrais. Shema bebeisai be'erev. What's the reason why a person needs to read Kriyat Shema in his house? B'shvil havriyachas hamazikin, in order to drive away the mazikin. There are these evil spirits that need to be driven away by reading Kriyat Shema. So basically, what the Gemara is saying, and this is the Pnei Moshe's explanation of it, is that since anyways one has to read Kriyat Shema bebeisai samach lamita, so they didn't want to be mesaken that you should be kariyat Bizman, in order that you shouldn't be samech on that, right? And and will come because what would happen if you knew that you were yotzei Kriyat Shema in shul, then you wouldn't end up reading it again. So in order that people should have to read it again, they made sure not to be yotzei in shul. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he gives a slightly when we spoke at this Mishnah Berurah actually when we did that Gemara, he gives a slightly different explanation within the Mishnah Berurah of why it is that Chazal were misacking it like this. It does not sound like the Pnei Moshe's explanation of the Yerushalmi, and we'll continue with Vav Me'alef in the next year.